Today's shir is Mem Gimel. We are holding by Vav. Mitzvah will finish the sim today. So begin the mechaber. Hi, melavush tefillin. You're wearing your tefillin. V'hutzrech leveis akisei belayla. Oh, samach lechashecha. So now you have wearing your tefillins. They did in those times all day long, and you have to go to the bathroom, and it is close to night time. So he explains what's the. We normally say just take them off, go into the bathroom, put them back on. But here she'ein shachus lahanicham od achav she'ite. So once you come out of the bathroom, it's going to be nighttime, or there's no time to put them on afterwards. So this is it. Meaning you're taking your tefillin off now permanently for the day. You're not going planning on. You're not able to put them back on afterwards. So in this case, lo yikanes bahem gilulim bebigdo. You shouldn't walk into the basic kisei when they're wrapped up in clothing. Even if you're just going there to urinate in a base kisei kavua, in the bir halachi says. Where is it? A few hashti maim. Rots lomer miyushav. You're gonna be sitting. Oh, but offer tituach or in this type of mud, whatever. Delay kemishum nitzoytzoskele. As we saw earlier, there's not gonna be any problem. So you still shouldn't do it. So go back to the mechaber elakit said yase. What should you do in this case? Chotzan. You take them off. Umanicha mekli. You put them into their containers. Im hayabo tefach o bekli she'enu kilion. If there's a tefach space or it's a type of kli that's not necessarily designated for this type of usage, afa pi she'enu tefach. It doesn't have a tefach space in it, like a tefillin bag, something like that. For oches a kli biyado v'nichnas. And then you take your tefillin bag and you go into the bathroom. Okay, says the now Mishnah Berura. Gilulim bebigdo, where you have them wrapped up in your clothing. What we allowed you to do previously, we said just you wrap them up and go in. You hold them in your hand. That was talking in a case when you're planning on putting this tefillin back on after you get out of the bathroom. So therefore, in that case, we don't have you do the effort of putting them away. Masha'ein kein be'ein shospit, which is not the case in our situation over here where there is no time. So you're not putting them back on. So therefore, wrap them up and put them away correctly. Chav beis im hayabu tefach. There's a space about a tefach, 3-4 inches. Avag b'she'ein b'tefach. But if there is not a space between the container and the tefillin, batel l'gabe tefillin. So it becomes batel the tefillin. Kevin shehu kilyan v'os l'achnison b'beis akise. Because it is designated for this type of thing. So therefore you would not be allowed to go into the beis akise of there because without that tefach it becomes batel. But this is something that you normally use the tefillin for, so you would not be allowed to go in wearing them. Chav gimel biyado v'nichnas shelo yitlu oisam oivrei drachim. So why did you bring the tefillin in? What the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out here is that again just leave them outside. Why are you bringing them in? No, because the problem is based on the Gemara is that they're going to be stolen. So therefore, as long as they are put in, then you would be allowed to. We'll bring them in. Okay, Zion continues. When are we talking about? When does this apply? This is when we're talking about a bathroom that's out in the fields. It's in like a public area and there's a concern. Right, but if it's in someone's house or something like that, or it's protected, in this case, there's no reason the tefillin are going to get stolen. So then, lo yach ni same klal. Don't bring your tefillin there at all. You could put them into a safe place. So then, don't bring your tefillin in unnecessarily. In the previous case, it was necessary. They are covered, but still, if you don't have to, don't do it. Chav Dalad says the Mishnah Berurah klal. Don't put them in at all. Mashma dafilu bekis like us, even like he yach nisein, even if they're in their regular container tefillin bag. I mechza shekel shekosav deim heim bekisan venosim bekis tofur hatofur b'malvusho. If you put them in their bag and you put that into your clothing, the osu kis ena kilan. It's not the something that's designated for it. Zahave kli b'toch kli umutar. Therefore, that's like a two-step covering. And you would be allowed to. What would be an example of this? This would be, let's say a person's at an airport and they have a backpack, a briefcase, or whatever it is, their suitcase, and you have your tefillin in their bag, and then the bag is in your suitcase. So that's what the case is talking about here. This Machzor Shekel saying that you're allowed to go into the, bring your suitcase, into the bathroom in the airport, in the bus station, whatever it is, because you can't leave it outside. Very easily could get stolen, so therefore you bring it in and it's got a double covering that would be sufficient. Hamishtamir, a place that's guarded, in Chafei, Vishar Sephorim, other types of Sephorim, right? So if you look in the Dirshu, 20 is an interesting thing. Le'inyin, Hachnasasam, the basic Kisei Shel Sephorim. What about you walking in, this is talking about Tefillin, what about walking in with a Sefer, Shinasu, Bekoch, HaChashmal, that are printed, not that are handwritten, but that are, most of our Sephorim are printed nowadays. So Harar, Karlitz, or Scheinberg, Zatzal, Sheyesh Lahakil. You're allowed to be lenient, and you could when you have them covered in another thing. For example, a person has like a minchamar, and it's in their wallet. So if it's in your wallet, that's fine, right? Omnum das or v'yoshev or shmuv ozner zatzal shegam misvorm keelu. These types of svorm like this, you still need to have two coverings on them. Ve'ein lahakel mitam shelon asu mikoch hadam. Don't be lenient on it because. What's it called? Because it wasn't handwritten. It was. You know, we had this in tzitzis and it comes up in matzah. You know, what's the koach of when you have a machine made item? But here it's a printed safer. So he says, don't be lenient. Still, you require the double covering. Whereas according to the first opinion, it seems you don't even have to require the double covering. Just one covering would be enough. Okay, fine. Back into the Mishnah Berurah, right? Ushar Sfarim, Uksavim, Sheesh Behem Shemos. If you have things in the back in the Dirshu, brings here 21. An interesting thing. V'divrei Torah she'ein behem shemus. What if you have a divrei Torah, but it's not necessarily the Shem Hashem? Kosev Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Nhalicha Shlomo she'ein isur lahachnisam itam. That's if you're just you know holding them in your hand. But if you'd have them in your pocket or something like that, that's fine. As long as they're covered with something else, right? Interesting. So that's the idea that you could just put them in. You have like I don't know, parsha sheet or dvar halacha, something like that, and you put it in your pocket. Coin that, it'd be fine. Okay, back into the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im heim bekis shar lachnisam. If they're in your pocket, you're allowed to bring because there is one covering. Yish omnim ve'inyan davka tik betoch tik. Some say no, you have to have two coverings. In sarach likanes lebeis akise. If you have to have a double covering if you want to bring them in. What about if you have Hashem's name written in English, right? A dollar bill in God we trust. I think they say that's why Lubavitcher Rebbe used to give those out, because it says, in God we trust. So the Brisker Rav was Machmir. I think they bring down that he used to take coins out of his pocket, not to walk into them in the bathroom. In 22, it says, Shtar Shekosav Alav Shem Belaz, right? God, G-O-D. Kigon Shtar Dolar. Kosav Shlom Zaman Orbach, Shemut Lachnisim Veisa Kise, Mishum Dladas HaShach, brings the Shach over here, Shem HaKosav Belav, Ein Bo Kedusha. So really, make credit in one does not have to, first of all, it's in your wallet usually, so you don't have to worry about that, but even if it wasn't, you have a dollar in your pocket, you don't have to remove the dollar bill. It's the Shem Hashem in English, not Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, where are we up to? Three lines from the top. Kidla'el the inyan tefillin. The Sefer Torah, however, also bechol gavne. The Sefer Torah, you cannot do this in any case. Bringing it into a bathroom, even if it's double covered. The kosher b'shari tshuva de osan hamal. Mishnatinokos Kameya. So they used to put these type of amulets on kids, like a shmira or something like that. Shekosu Shemos Beklav. It has actually the name of Shem written on it. Now the kid's walking into the bathroom with this. Tsarech li zoher shehe kli betoch kli. You have to have a double covering on these things they're using to walk into the bathroom. Kaven she tinokos nifnim behem ba'odim alehem. Because they go to the bathroom while they're wearing these things. So the kids don't understand what this little necklace is. It's a Kameya. It has psukim, it has Shem Hashem, all sorts of things in here. They don't know. So you have to make sure it's double covered because this, as we saw, once it's double covered, then one could go in. Okay, that was Zion Ches. Im shachach tefillin b'rosho v'also behem tzrochav. So if a person forgot, he's so used to wearing tefillin all day long, he forgets he's wearing tefillin and he's going to the bathroom. He's defecating them. So meniach yado aleihem, you cover them with your hands, ad sheyigmor amud harishon, until you finish that first bowel movement, and then ve'otzi v'chotzan v'chayze v'nichnas. So then you go out of the bathroom, you take them off, and then you come back in. In chavav, ad shigmor the amud achoizer maybe ha'adun yidei hidrokon, that if the person would would go back in, that would like give him like a type of swollen belly, something like the seal achoizer, and if the urine goes back in, maybe ha'adun yidei yirokon, that would cause jaundice if if your urinate would go back up. Okay, test. Muta halaroi felikach ovid shame raglayim biado tefillin berosho val nefesh yach milatzmo. So in those days, they used to wear tefillin all day long. And let's say you have a doctor, an Erlich Hayid, he's a doctor, and he needs to take a urine sample. So he's allowed to do that, to take this, the ovit is the basin where they would urinate into, and he can do this while tefillin is wearing them, but the nevas and bal nefesh should be strict. In Chavav, he says, roi felikach, leave doik bo hacholi, he needs to, you know, examine this for the sick person. Ve'ein tzarech lachalotz, as tefillin doesn't have to take off tefillin. He says, uvda havi b'roife. He's talking here about a doctor, nevertheless, who adin b'chol adam. Anybody can do this. This isn't like a special heter compensation to give because the person is doing the mitzvah of healing. Anybody who urinates tefillin would be allowed to do this. It's just this is, I guess, the common case, so that's why I use the example of a doctor. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick it up tomorrow with Simin Mem Dalid.